Happy Sabbath. All right, so I'm glad to be here one more time in the house of the Lord to worship him in the presence of the angels and in the fellowship of my brothers and sisters in the Lord. So we have a message. I think it's a message for our time. It's not just a message, but a message that needs to be preached in due season. Before I go into it, because I'm sorry to be telling you that the message that I prepared for today, that was saved on my computer last night, when I went back to it, it was gone. I did my best to retrieve it, but it was in vain. And fortunately, I've got to get this message. And I was amazed to see the first song that I put for this message has been the first for the other message that disappeared. Probably God has something to say to us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you set aside for your children to come to worship you. This is your privilege, your right, that your children may worship you. We've been created for that purpose. Please accept this worship experience and give us your Holy Spirit, particularly your messenger, so that he can say whatever you put on his lips, and that every one of us, included him, may practice. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. All right, so our message for today is entitled, God, His Law, and His People. What is the title of the message? God, His Law, and His People. Let's read the whole Exodus chapter 19. We will not read every single verse, but I'm asking you please to open your Bible in Exodus chapter 19, and we will read on to try to extract a great message for today. This sermon may have two parts, but we will see just one part today. When you get there, please let me know by saying amen. Just two persons. Let me wait until the other person get there. When you get it, say amen. Okay, that means we have a larger number fighting it. All right, let's go. Verse 3. And Moses went up unto God. Went up to where? Where did Moses go? Can somebody tell me? You said, and Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. In this verse, we see that God made Moses a messenger unto his people. And God said unto Moses, verse 4, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself, so that you can worship me, so that you can obey me, so that you can follow me and be my people. What did God do to the Egyptians? We know that God performed how many wonders, how many miracles, or how many plagues? It was 10. But for our time, we're going to have seven plagues, the last and the harshest ever inflicted to humankind. So, verse 5, now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then there will be a condition. Then marks the condition or the transition between one set of actions and another result. There will be a result of complying to God's rule, voice, commandments. God says, now therefore, if this is the condition, and then the result will come after. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then you shall be what? A peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. So what was the condition for the people to become and what? The people of God above all other people. What was the condition? To obey God's voice and to keep his covenant. When you do that, you will be above all the other nations. I need you to follow me closely. Because you cannot be above all the other nations without that condition. Whether it be in number, in health, in wisdom, in everything, you will be above them. And it will not be just above them, but high above them. It's a simple condition. Obey my voice. Keep my covenant. But the covenant here is not just an alliance. A simple alliance. But it was the Ten Commandments that God will give to Moses, will entrust to Moses in behalf of his people. But God says you will be a peculiar, what? Not just people, treasure. You may have several treasures, but there is one that is particularly important to you, which you call special. Peculiar, which is not the same as the other treasures. When you take not iron. When you take silver, you take gold, you take bronze, and you take iron. Which one do you think would you prefer? Will be silver or bronze or gold or iron or even clay? Everybody will take which one? Gold. So gold is the peculiar treasure. All right. But it will be unto God. For all the earth belongs to God. This verse says the same thing that Deuteronomy 28 verse 1 say. It shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently. Diligently. Not one time you obey and then, no, you backslide. You need to keep doing it all the time and not just keep doing it, but diligently, with joy, with happiness. When you serve the Lord, you cannot do it. I cannot anymore. I cannot. I think I'm going to give in. I'm going to let it go. Diligently. So, If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord that God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. High above all nations of the earth. This is a good message, I'm telling you. And I need you to feel happy because you are Seventh-day Adventists, a people that keeps the commandment of God. And when you keep the commandment of God, you're not like the others. The disobedient people. Sister White says somewhere in her writings that Seventh-day Adventism is second to none among the religions. We are superior to all. That's quite a statement, eh? Does she lie? No. We just read it twice in the Bible. And it will again be read somewhere else in this message today. I like New International Version better in this text, which says, if you fully obey the Lord, your God, and carefully follow all his commandments or his commands I give you today, then the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. I recall you that nations in this context of Israel symbolizes both literal nations and symbolic religions. Back then, Israel was a nation having a set of social rules or laws or civil laws, but as well a spiritual law. Likewise, as Seventh-day Adventists, we're not actually a nation in terms of having a territory, a language, a particular culture, or whatever set of rules of laws, but we are a nation in terms of religion, having a set of law that if we obey them, God will place us all high above, I should say, the other religions. God doesn't just say above all nations. He indeed say high above all nations. Brothers and sisters, do you understand that? God does not put any of the denominations or religions close to us. They are placed far away from us in God's eyes. He does it that way because we keep his commandments and obey fully, diligently, his voice. Actually, we should, because we don't. We don't. And you will see it. The title of our message is God, his law, and his people. Let me tell you that the Lord was talking to his spiritual people that has never ceased to exist on the planet Earth. Even when he took that high blessing from the Hebrews, he passed it on to a new nation, which is us, the remnant, the Laodiceans people. When this nation lost her privilege of being the church of God or the people of God, both their leaders and Jesus said it, that privilege was given unto another nation, not state or country, but religion. And then, there's just one nation, one denomination, one church that keeps fully the commands of God. one church that preaches to keep the commands of God. All the other denominations, all the other churches preach there is no law. And if they say there is a law, but there's one that they do away with. But we just read all his commands. Fully, we just read it. You will never be God's people if you willingly, deliberately disobey to one of his commandments. You will never be high above all the nations if you disobey, if you give bad example, if you preach against the commands of God. On the contrary, you will be in the toes instead of being the head, not just the head, right there. That religion is a Seventh-day Adventist, but before it was the Gentiles, the Jews refusing to spread the gospel, then God trusted it to those who were not his people. Then the purpose of the Lord was fulfilled. Words of Jesus to the Jews' leaders, when the Lord therefore, if you go to Matthew chapter 21 verse 40 and even verse 41, Matthew chapter 21 verses 40 and 41, they say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyards unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. So God has taken the spiritual leadership from the hand of the Jews to give it unto the hand of new converts, pagan people, which is us, because none of us were born Jews. Now, what were the words of Jesus? Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Verse 44, finally, the conclusion of Matthew on this topic. And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. Till now, many people that the Jews are the people of God, we are the true Jews. The Jews are not those that speak a certain language, that live in the Middle East on a spiritual level. It is those that keep the commandments of God. And many people do not even want to speak about the commandments of God anymore. Even in our ranks, because this is too much for us. I was in a church and I was talking about the commandments of God, and the pastor told me, what are you talking about? Don't talk about the commandments of God to the young people. Yeah. Yeah. Don't talk about the commandments of God to the young people. Let them alone. Leave them alone. And in a time when everybody is doing whatever they want to do, look, what did you see in Washington, D.C. yesterday? How someone is driving his car and ran into a police officer who was around and killed him. What did you learn from Colorado? People killing many people all over. What did you hear from Haiti, my country of origin? There was a pastor and his team preaching in a church. A gang came and they took them away. The pastor, the pianist, and some other people took them away. And they asked $1 million. For the pianist. They ask $1 million, and if you don't give them the $1 million, they will kill him. I'm telling you, it's not a joke. Finally, after negotiation, they accept $400 million in Haiti, dollar, American currency. Where will they get that money from? This is the time to preach the Ten Commandments of God, particularly when we know that the Ten Commandments will be done away with in the Congress, all over the nations. We need to talk about these things because God says that we need to even talk about them every day in our family circle. And I bet if I were to recite with somebody here the fourth commandment, they would not be able to recite it. Do you want to recite with me? Anybody? Recite the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Do you know it? We need to know them. The commandments of God. So there was a time when we were elevated above all nations or religions. Them all tried to imitate us in almost all aspects. When you said that you were Seventh-day Adventist, you said that with a certain pride. Now that spiritual pride is being eradicated, erased, I should say. We are given in what? We are given in what God had said would bring upon us the high favor above all the other denominations. Let me repeat this sentence. We are given in what God had said would bring upon us the high favor above all the other denominations. Like Esau has given up his birthright for food. We try to preach like them, to speak in tongue like them, to dance like them, to eat like them, to drink like them, to dress up like the world, to sing like them, to celebrate pagan holidays like them. There is no more difference between them and us. I'm not saying they're bad. You know that many of them will be saved and many of us will not be saved. God's children are not all in our ranks. They are still in where? Babylon. Catholic and Protestant churches have in their ranks those who will inherit the kingdom of God. I'm not trying to bash them. I'm bashing us as Seventh-day Adventists, slipping away from what God has put before us to obey him, to serve him, to be his peculiar people, his special treasure. As I said, there is no more difference between them and us, between the world and us. Above all, we don't keep holy the Sabbath day as they don't keep their Sunday Sabbath holy. They work on Sunday, so many of us do, or so do many of us. They go shopping after Mass or church services. So some of us do. Or so do some of us. They cook, study, watch television shows, etc. on their holidays. So do many of us. What can we expect from God? To put us above them in that condition? Never. There is one condition to be high above all nations. Keep the commandments of God. Obey his voice. And I'm not talking about 9 out of 10. I'm not talking about, let me tell you something. They preach They are preaching that no one can keep the commandments of God. This is the exact same thing that Satan has said in heaven to seduce the angels. He came down with the same message and people are preaching it. Let me tell you something. Even if it were just one commandment, they would say the same thing. We don't need commandment. It is too hard to keep one commandment. Talking about adultery? Who doesn't commit adultery? That's what they would say. Forget about that. God will save us anyway. Because God is a good God. We will be in heaven with him anyway. Forget about it. And it is not long ago that there was a pastor preaching, a pastor in our rank that is retiring right now. He said that we will not be lost because of our sins. I heard it with my own ears, saw it with my own eyes. My Bible instructs, thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That is Revelation 3, verses 4 and 5. So by confessing God, the name of Jesus here on earth, by your demeanor, by your word and actions, Jesus will confess your name before his Father and his angels in heaven, asking God forgiveness for your sins. You will be forgiven if you understand that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior. Let's go to Exodus 19, verse 5. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. That's verse 6. We will read. Apostle Peter reiterated the same promise that stands still to our day when he exclaimed, saying, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. That, there's a reason to be called like that, that ye should show forth the praises of God, of whom, who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2, verse 9. I want you to see both contexts in which these words were spoken. First, God made the declaration that the Jews would be his people with a condition that they would obey and hear his voice. That's the first context. The second context was that the Lord recalled them where they were coming from. They were slaves, which symbolizes in 1 Peter sin. Exodus 19 verses 1, 4 and 1 Peter 2 verse 10. These verses would clarify the matter a little bit better. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, the same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you unto me. Exodus 9, verses 1 and 4. And Peter says, which in time past were not a people, But are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. So before you became a Christian or Seventh-day Adventist or whatever, you were not the people of God. Many people believe that they are people of God when in reality they're not. You do whatever you want to do in the world, and you still call yourself God's child? But God gives you the condition to being called God's children. You cannot be called God's child or children without these conditions. You may be a Seventh-day Adventist for 10, 20, 50 years, and even more, but still you're not God's child. Because bearing the name of Seventh-day Adventist does not make you a Christian. In the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, we just read that. Understand that the Lord doesn't call forth his people out of the world for nothing. He calls them forth out of the world to make them his people. That would signify that to be God's people, you're going to have to leave the world, sin, and the fallen churches to serve the Lord, keeping his law. Revelation 18, verse 4, what does it say? And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, Babylon. I mean, her is Babylon, my people. So if you are the people of God, as I'm talking here, I'm not just talking to you who are in the church now. I'm talking about those who will be following me online or those who are watching. I'm talking about those who are not Seventh-day Adventists yet. And I'm talking about people who call themselves Seventh-day Adventists but still do the same thing that the world is doing. Come out of her, my people. God is looking for his children wherever they may be. Adam and Eve were in the garden. Still God said, where are you? The garden was not that big for the Lord not to see them. God had just recently created the garden for them. But after sin, God went on to say, where are you? I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, God is calling us from the world, from the pagan churches, from the fallen churches, from the world and from our condition. Where are you? I explained to you earlier when my little daughter Stitches was a little child, we went to JCPenney and she hid between the racks where they put clothing. And we keep calling, Stitches! Kind of like afraid because we didn't want to lose her. Stitches, where are you? And she was hiding somewhere. Short like that. God is looking for his people. Where are you? He wants to set you high above all the nations of the earth, all the religions, not to boast yourself, but to do a job, to go in the world to look for the children of God, which are not just in the world, but also in the pagan churches. That's our job. And if we don't do it, the same thing that happened to the Jews will happen to us. Remember that the Bible is talking about seven churches in Revelation, from Ephesus to Laodicea. God had to take his children out of Ephesus all the way to Philadelphia until he gets to where? Laodicea. Now God will never ask his children to leave Laodicea anymore. He will take the fake one out of Laodicea. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which the Lord commanded him. And all the people answered together, all that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. Wow. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. What did they say? All that the Lord hath spoken, we will do. And I hope that every one of us will say the same thing, but not just say it with our lips, but practice it. Do it. Keep your word. Be a man. Be a woman of words, of honor. Honor your words. If you say you are a Seventh-day Adventist, show the characteristics of a good Seventh-day Adventist. Keep in all, diligently, fully, the commandments of God. I'm going to close. There are so much things to say, but I'm not going to do that now. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people unto Mount Sinai. And the Lord said to Moses, ask them, whether it be priests, Levites, or the common people, not to touch the mountain. If they approach to the Lord, let them know that touching the mountain would be signing their death decree. They shall surely be stoned to death. Because the mountain symbolizes the majesty of God. As God will proclaim the Ten Commandments. So to say to the Jews that touching the commandments of God is signing their death decree. Even the Levites and the priests could not do that. So much to say that even the pastors of our church should not feel so comfortable with God that they can change, amend, or do whatever they want to do with the commandments of God. You cannot do that. As America is now talking about a Sunday law, as the world is talking now about a Sunday law, as the churches are talking now about a Sunday law, our job as Seventh-day Adventists is to proclaim the Ten Commandments of God, and particularly the Fourth Commandment. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? You who are following online and you who are in the church, we need to do that. This is the time. This is a message in due season before it is too late. Brothers and sisters, this is the time. Let us serve the Lord with all our heart, all our strength, all our soul. Let us obey the voice of the Lord. Let us keep fully, diligently his commandment. Let us leave Babylon, come out of her, wherever we are. Let us not flee from the Lord by disobeying him. Let us hear his voice if we disobey him and he calls us back, because he wants to save us. And we need to be saved. We need to see Jesus when he comes. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you blessed us with a message that we should pay attention to and try to practice. Bless your church. Allow us to go home safely In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen.